USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden introducing changes to immigration restrictions ahead of his visit to the southern border.
Today I'm announcing that my administration is going to expand the parole program for people not only from Venezuela, but from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Haiti.
Biden accusing Republicans of dragging their feet when it comes to comprehensive border security and immigration reform in Congress. The nation's border guards say the president's in for a surprise when he visits on Sunday.
People are still crossing. People are still being released in crazy numbers.
Chris Cabrera is with the Border Patrol Union in Texas. He says physical barriers are being erected, but their use is limited. Once a person crosses the border, they're allowed to claim asylum. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says he'd like to see more after President Biden's announcements today.
I just don't believe this is the end of the sentence. This is a comma. We need to continue that sentence so it ends with an exclamation point that we have resolved our border crisis.
How can Republicans rally around leader Kevin McCarthy for speaker?
If Kevin McCarthy will embrace these changes, I suspect he can get to 218.
Pennsylvania Representative-elect Scott Perry. The House scheduled to reconvene on the matter at 12 p.m. Eastern on Friday. Democrats in Congress reportedly wooing friendly Republican lawmakers with demands as well as a promise from GOP lawmakers not to conduct certain oversight investigations into the Biden administration or its policies. A powerful atmospheric river dumping heavy rains in portions of Northern California and elsewhere. Adam Roser with the National Weather Service in San Diego says they're monitoring the burn scars from several recent incidents.
We'll definitely be watching some of those burn scar areas like the Bonfire burn scar and the Apple El Dorado burn scar up there in San Bernardino and Riverside counties today.
This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
How was it that law enforcement focused on Brian Koberger as the Idaho college student killer?
DNA found on a knife sheath at the scene of the Idaho murders is what helped lead to the suspect being arrested. That's according to the arrest affidavit. The document revealed authorities were on the hunt for Brian Koberger less than 2 weeks after the four University of Idaho students were killed. I'm Dave Collins.
Eight family members found dead at a home in Enoch, Utah, identified by authorities Thursday. Enoch City Manager Rob Dotson talked about what happened before the murder.
A little bit of ancillary information. It is known by court documents that there was a divorce petition that was filed.
He said the family was couple Tasha and Mike Haight, his mother Gail Earl, and their five children. Police said they suspect Mike Haight committed suicide after killing the others. The Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals will not be finishing their Week 17 game. On Thursday, the NFL announced the game has officially been canceled and ruled a no contest. It was suspended in the first quarter Monday after Bills safety DeMar Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest and was taken by ambulance to a Cincinnati hospital. A woman believed to be the oldest person in the U.S. has died at the age of 115. Bessie Lorena Hendricks of Iowa died on Tuesday after celebrating her 115th birthday just last month. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.